Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Brittany Babbles, a podcast where I babble and you may or may not listen or learn anything from. So, in this episode, I gave you a brief overview on my life thus far, and I think I'm just going to focus on St. Louis dates because I think it has been a wild summer, truly a wild summer when it comes to the dating scene in St. Louis. I would say it has actually been better than I anticipated, and it is also incredibly better than how it is in Oxford. And that just could be me, like, partial because I, you know, am from St. Louis. I, you know, understand, like, Midwestern men more than I do Southern men. So that could be my, that could be why my opinion is this. But, so I know I touched base on my first date in St. Louis about how in the middle of our date, and we were getting ice cream. In the middle of our date, he just, like, randomly asked me, hey, would you want to make out in the middle of this park? And I promptly told him no. And then I asked him, does that typically work for him in the past? And he just looked at me like I was insane. But I'm like, you're the crazy one. You're the one that asked. Anyway, okay, so that was my first day back in St. Louis. At the beginning of the summer, I did have, like, maybe 3 or 4 dates once a week. Like, it would be, like, a different guy every day, which it's, like, it's the game. And granted, like, I didn't approach the situation being, like, oh, I need to break all these men's heart because, like, truly, I just wanted to see, like, can I find someone? Will I find, like, a partner? Blah, blah, blah. And, my intent was not to break any hearts. So before anyone says anything or thinks about it, or even if you do, I really don't care because that was not my intent and you will not change my mind on that. But that was my first date, the makeout guy. Second date, he took me to an Italian restaurant on the hill, which in St. Louis, it's relatively expensive. Like, it was a really nice date. He literally bought me chocolates. He's like, hey, can I have something for you in my car. Let me go grab it. Do you want to come with me? And I was like, is it a gun? I'm like, this is a dark alley. You are walking me to your car. Tell me why I shouldn't think it's a gun. And I do say things before I think about it, but honestly, safety, come on. Did take the risk though. I did walk to his car. My B. But he just got me a box of Godiva chocolate. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, this is crazy. Okay, so that was my second date. I went on a few dates with that man. He was great. Okay, maybe great is too much, but he was a very nice guy and, like, had a good head on his shoulders, was an engineer. You will see a trend with me. I have had a lot of dates with engineers. But great time. He then texted me, like, one day after he got home, because he's not from St. Louis, he was from a different state, and he was like, oh, I just don't think I'm ready for a relationship, blah, 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 it's nothing against you, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, I just immediately thought, I was like, why are you on Hinge? Like, why are you on any dating apps if you're not, like, and I understand, like, you could be on dating apps and, like, not want to be in a relationship. Completely understand, that is fine, but also, don't want to be in a relationship, and it could just be, like, he didn't want to be in a relationship with me, which is also fine, but don't let it lead me on, you know, kind of thing. Like, it's, like, if you know by, like, the third date that you're, like, I don't actually like this girl, I don't think we, like, make a good match, then you're like, then at the time, but, like, we were already on our fifth date, and it's like, no, girl, you can't be doing that. Okay, so then we had him, and I really wish I had a list of, like, all the dates. I then went on a date with this one guy, and we went to this bar, and he was like, oh, like, we get there, he's like, oh, you know, we talked for like maybe 10 minutes, just like formalities. Hi, my name is Brittany, blah, blah, blah. I go to Ole Miss, blah, blah, blah. And then he comes at me like, yeah, I'm leaving on Monday for Florida and I won't be coming back until like end of July. And I'm like, okay. And then by this time it was early June. So it was not like, oh, you know, that'll be fine. It's only 2 weeks. No. Like, it was literally, like, maybe the first week of June. I was like, what in the world is going on? So then that day was my last day, and I literally, he was like, so I hope that that's okay that I'm leaving. Like, I would really like to get to know you more. I'm like, bro, you are literally leaving in 2 days. Like, why in the world did you even take me on a date? Okay. Next date I can recall is another guy. Okay. Similar to the second guy, the hill guy. Let's call him Daryl. Okay. So we go on a date. It's a really fun day. We go mini golfing. Then we go out to eat afterwards. It was really fun. You know, had a great time, great conversation. I like to do this thing on dates where it's like, if there's like a lot of people around us, like we're at a restaurant or at like just a crowded location, I'm like, hey, can you like make up a story about that, those two people right there? Like, just to test them, because like I am very much like a love eavesdropping, love being creative, love making up stories. I mean, I literally read romance novels like all the time. So I was like, just trying to test them, and he did well. Okay. Then like we set up another date, and he texts me. He's like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't really want a relationship right now. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, what in the world? So I'm like, fine, that's fine. You know, I'm like, honestly, I've been busted and dusted. Like, it'll be fine. Like, just go and see if you could even be friends with him. We went, got sushi, went bowling. It was fun. But then I was like, this is just not, like, this is just not something that, like, I even want to pursue. I even want to spend time with, because it's like, it's like, just say you don't want a relationship with me. Don't say you don't want a relationship in general, you know? And it's like, because I'm a firm believer, like, if the person is worth your time, and if they are not the one, but someone that you think will add tremendous value in your life, you would be like, yes, I want to date them. Not like, oh, I don't know if I want to date right now. Which it's like, if you don't know, like, if you know that you don't want to date, why are you on any dating apps? Or it's like, just make that apparent on your profile. Be like, I'm only down for, like, hookups. Like, I don't want anything serious. Well, make that known, because you do have that ability. You do have that ability. It's whether people actually want to use and be transparent about their wants and needs. Okay. Moving on, I am skipping a few because I genuinely feel like they aren't worth a mention. But there's this, I did meet one person in person. Like, I was at a bar downtown with my friend, well, you know, Nora, and her sorority sisters. So we went to this bar, and it's like one of those big, like, complexes where it's like there's multiple bars in, you know, one area. So we were at a PBR, which is a famous like national chain bar. So we were there, and this guy, I like saw this guy, and I was like, oh, he's kind of attractive, like maybe he'll make a move on me. And then he left, and then he didn't make a move on me, and then he came back, and then he made a move on me, and then I was like, oh, all right, bought me two drinks. I was like, oh, cute. We went on a date like 3 days later. He was fun. Not really, though. Like, it gets worse. And I was like, oh, this is fun. And then we went on a second date. And, like, there was an age gap. Like, I'm 21, he's 27. He was an engineer. I know. I've been telling. I do have a type, if you will. and, like, he was... honestly, like, if you wrote everything down on paper, like, he was what I have been looking for. Like, he was responsible, had a dependable job, knew what he wanted in life, liked to read, liked to listen to podcasts, like, did a lot of things that I enjoy doing, or I enjoy doing, and it's just, like, there's just no connection. Like, I met his friends. I'm like, tell me why I like his friends more than him. And I don't think it was the age difference at all. I don't think the age really mattered, because I feel like if we would have worked out, we would have worked out, you know? But we didn't. And so that was it. And then I went on a date with this one guy. And we have I'm type 1 diabetic, you know, I was diagnosed a year ago. Honestly, it's so close to approaching, like, my year anniversary that I'm like, oh my god, this is crazy, I'm having a party. But it's just, like, we had that to bond over, and I don't know, like, right now, we're still, you know, but currently I am about to leave for college in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks. But regardless, I'm leaving soon. I just don't know, like, how to approach the future. As in the future, I mean the next 3 weeks. I have since deleted Hinge. I've decided, like, no, it's not really, I don't want to be a hypocrite and be like, yeah, so I'm actually not looking for a relationship right now because I'm leaving to go to another state. So I've decided, deleted Hinge, and we'll just see where this last semester of college takes me. I mean, I'm always open to, you know, meeting someone, to dating them, to being in a relationship. But it's also, like, I think I've gone on a lot of dates, and I wish I made a spreadsheet, and, like, I didn't even go over all the dates that I've been on. I didn't. And I think that I've learned a lot in the past 6 months about myself, about, you know, my resilience when it comes to rejection, or just when it comes to just two people that, like, you know, seem perfect on paper together, but they're just not when it comes to be, like, in person or, you know, in reality, I guess. But I am enjoying my life. I mean, like, the past 6 months have probably been the most fun I've had in a long time. Like, I've been going out with my friends, I've been meeting new people, I've been trying new things, I've started golfing because I realized if I want to be a corporate bitch, I'm gonna have to golf. Like, it's there's so many great things that are happening in my life that, you know, if I don't have a person to share it with, like, yeah, it's sad, but it's also, like, one day I will. So it's like, I'm trying to enjoy my singlehood. I'm trying to just accept whatever happens to me. Because in the end, like, can't really change what's going on in your life. I can't just force someone to be my boyfriend. I can't just force someone to be in a relationship with me. And if, I mean, quite honestly, someone should want to be in a relationship with me. So, and that's not to sound conceited. Like, that is just general, like, a person should want to be with you, not because you just want to be with them. So, that is my life. That is my summer story. I'm thinking about getting Nora on the podcast to ask me some questions that, you know, she might think audience needs to know or think would be funny. But, yeah, that is my, I guess, abbreviated, no, elongated story of my summer dating, and I look forward to talking to you all very soon. Bye!